This past week's sort of radio host and conspiracy addict, Alec Jones, came closer to realizing how costly conspiracies can be as a Connecticut judge found him guilty in a case brought against Jones by the parents of victims of the Sandy Hook School Massacre, which, of course, Jones claimed was a fake event. Thought about this, too. Donald Trump actually has something in common with Jones. They both love, I mean love, conspiracies. So with that in mind, let's play a game I call Who Said It. I'll read you an actual quote word for word, and you tell me whether it was said by Donald Trump or Alex Jones. Ready? Here we go. Obama's grandmother in Kenya says he was born in Kenya and witnessed the birth, okay? Donald Trump said that. All right, let's go for another one here. Hillary Clinton received a classified intelligence report stating that the Obama administration was actively supporting Al-Qaeda in Iraq, a terrorist group that became the Islamic State. That was said by Donald Trump. Got another one for you. See if you can get this one. They show those phony statistics where we are 5.4% unemployment. The real number, I saw that number, that could be 42%, believe it or not. Donald Trump said that. That's okay, we can make a comeback here. Let's go with this one now. A lot of interest in the story about Psycho Joe Scarborough. So a young marathon runner just happened to faint in his office, hit her head on his desk, and die? I would think there is a lot more to the story than that. An affair? What about the so-called investigator? That was said by Donald Trump. We're playing Who Said It? You have to guess whether it was said by Donald Trump or Alex Jones. Let's see how you do with this one. This week, the CDC quietly updated the COVID number to admit that only 6% of all the 153,504 deaths recorded actually died from COVID. That's 9,210 deaths. The other 94% had 2 to 3 other serious illnesses. The overwhelming majority were of a very advanced age. That was said by Trump. Here's one. This one I know you'll get. They say the noise of wind turbines causes cancer. Spoken by Donald Trump. I'll go with a longer one. This might give you more context clues. And you can get this one right. So here we go. People that you haven't heard of. They're people that are on the streets. They're people that are controlling the streets. We had somebody get on a plane from a certain city this weekend. And in the plane, it was almost completely loaded with thugs wearing these dark uniforms. Black uniforms with gear and this and that. Always suspicious when someone has this and that. How about you? Anyway. They're on a plane. I'll tell you sometime, but it's under investigation right now. But they came from a certain city, and this person was coming to the Republican National Convention, and there were like 7 people on the plane like this person, and then a lot of people were on the plane to do big damage. They were coming. Donald Trump. Oh, don't feel bad if you didn't do that good on the game. It's easy to confuse the two, because as I said a few moments ago, Trump and Jones share a lot in common, including admiration for each other. At least back in 2015 when Trump appeared on Jones' show. Now, Trump may try to deny this, and this audio is really tough to find, but just for the record, here's a little bit of the Donald Trump-Alex Jones love fest. This, again, is from 2015.
He's an original. He tells it like it is. Doesn't read off a teleprompter. Neither do I. He's self-made. This whole media operation that reaches 20 million people a week worldwide, conservatively self-made. That's why I'm so excited. And he joins us from Trump Tower in New York City. He is the leading 2016 Republican presidential contender. Donald Trump, again, joins us. And I've got so many questions. But first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time the last 6 months on the radical Muslims celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though. We've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line. And then all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, 4 or 5 people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened, and I held my line, and people wanted me to apologize, and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating, and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
You know Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Donald Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him. And if I don't, somebody else will. And who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was that we were stablemates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. I just want to finish by saying your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You will be very, very impressed, I hope. And I think we'll be speaking a lot.